Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Welcome to Believing Together. We're so glad you're listening to our podcast today. My name is David Fulp. I'm the children's pastor here at Kerwin. And as always, it's an honor to be a part of the podcast. And today we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and chapter 5. And, you know, it's always a joy that we're able to have this a part of our ministry, to daily give, share the Word of God with you 5 to 10 minutes a day. And we hope and our goal is that it can be encouragement, it can help in godly instruction, and that it can be something to help you along during a day. And so thank you, as always. We're so glad that you take your time to listen to our podcast. As I said before, we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and chapter 5. The book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, those two letters that Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica, in the first letter, he was being encouragement to this church. He was being encouragement. He was reminding them of living a life pleasing to the Lord and just, you know, telling them, hey, keep going. He was encouraged about what Timothy was doing as the pastor and just, you know, encouraging them to keep serving God. But halfway through this letter, he pauses. And it's a good reminder in this pause because as we, as the same as Christians, those who have accepted Christ as their personal Savior, as we live our daily lives, we ought to please the Lord with our life. We ought to seek Him, to pray to Him, to seek His will, and to live a life that He would be pleased with. And as we do that, there's going to be hard times, there's going to be disheartening things. And in the world we live in today, and in the world that they lived back in these Bible times, we're not exactly encouraging the Christian. Satan is always going to fight things that are going to be done for the Lord. And so through this, Paul has encouraged them and said, hey, look at this. You got to look to the future. God has a plan for His church. God has a plan for His children, and He wants to take them to heaven. See, we believe as Christians, according to the Bible, that there's going to be a tribulation time. But before that, we believe, according to Scripture, that God is going to rapture His church. He's going to take them out. And so he pauses in chapter 4. He says, hey, we have something to look forward to here. He says in verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What encouragement. Paul says, hey, you have something to look forward to. You have looked forward to that. God's going to come back one day. No man knoweth the time, but he's going to come back for his church before the dark times of the tribulation. And so he talks about this. He said, hey, look forward to what he's going to do as part of pleasing with the Lord. And at the end of his letter, he gives some encouragements to us as we ought to look towards the rapture one day. He encourages us, first of all, with just some very short verses here in chapter 5. In verse 16, it says, rejoice evermore. He wants us to, first of all, rejoice. You know, we ought to have a right heart attitude, focus on the Lord, a heart of joy. Satan wants nothing more than to discourage us and to put a wet blanket on our day. And in the times that we live in, the times that things that are going on, the things we hear of and discouragements, we ought not to let that get us down. As a Christian, we ought to focus on what God has done for us. He has eternally saved us. And we're going to spend forever with Him. And we ought to rejoice in that fact. He said, rejoice forevermore. And then number two, pray without ceasing. We ought to focus on prayer with God. It's a daily conversation. I've heard explained, pastors explained it this way. I've heard other preachers explain it this way, that you start the morning with, dear Heavenly Father, and then end the day, amen. Quick snippets through the day. No, it's not stopping your coworker. It's like, hey, I'm in the middle of a prayer. No, not necessarily that. But just through the day, hey, Lord, you know, what should I do in this situation? Hey, Lord, I got this going on. As you're driving, you know, sometimes when I drive, I get tired of music. That's just me. Sometimes I sit and I listen. Sometimes I just like it quiet when I ride. I'm just, you know what? I just want it quiet. And that's an excellent time to commune with the Lord. So he says, pray without ceasing. And then third of all, he wants us to give thanks. He says in verse 18, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He wants us to have our heart right and rejoicing. He wants us to look to him in prayer. But also, see, he says, give thanks. I find it interesting because it says, for this is the will of God. You know, we always hear about the will of God, and for me, I always consider it this huge, massive thing of, you know, cloud that we look into. But really, God makes it clear as we look at him step by step. And the first step he wants us to have here is to give thanks. Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you've provided for me in the past. Lord, you have led it, you've guided me, you've saved me, you encourage me, you show me what I need to correct, discipline me, and put me in the right direction. Thank you. And then we look to the future. And he gives a few more instructions to say, in this, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things. Meaning, hey, don't be discouraged by the prophesying. It's something that God's going to do. You trust in the Lord. Don't quench the spirit, meaning don't discourage what the Lord is doing in your life, but trust in him. So as we look to see, as we're wanting to live every day for the Lord, hey, let's look at the future. God's got a bright future for us. Whether we go one day, the means of death or through the rapture, we have a future with the Lord. Have a future with him. In the meantime, we have to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. We hope this is encouragement to you today. If you have any questions about this, or regarding especially about salvation, about having a relationship with the Lord, please contact our church office or give us a visit on our website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, or you can visit our church. We'd love for you, if you don't have a home church, we'd love for you to come visit Kerwin Baptist Church. So before we go today, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for what you've done for us. And we thank you for salvation, providing that for us. And Lord, I'm so thankful for it, and we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the future. We love you, dear God, and we're so thankful for all your blessings. In your precious and holy name we pray, amen.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.